Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video. Find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
We will get to Bill's Thrills in 1 second. Before that, we go back to our friends in Holdridge. Score one, smoking. It's
smoking.
Hey, it's getting close to graduation time. We got all sorts of different parties in May, and almost, maybe the spring game this upcoming Saturday. You need to grill. Have you got products from Score One Smoking?
Because they have the best.
Barbecue
voted
rubs.
Best product in the tri-state area.
That sounds pretty good to me. Rubs and sauces for your barbecue. I mean, he makes everything taste better with the products he has with Score One Smoking.
He Chris. Does. And we talked the other day that Chris is also available to cater. So he can bring his unit down, his smoking. Yep. It's incredible when it pulls up, too.
Oh, yeah.
And how cool would you be at your daughter's graduation and Chris rolls up with that
who's hungry?
Yeah, who's hungry?
I got barbecue for y'all.
Oh, he would just be incredible. So the happiness that he's catered now for 3 things that I've spoke at, and it was just remarkable. And then he also sent some, that's when I was whipping fat out the window like on the drive home, but he always sends him to go food with me. This cheesy potatoes also he does. That's also, it was just unreal. Hire him,
please.
Remember, he finished tied for first out of 600 teams in the chicken department in barbecue and chicken. So that's what you have going.
Man.
He's a champion.
He is the man.
Chris is a champion.
ScoreOneSmoking.com. No G. S-M-O-K-I-N. So ScoreOneSmoking.com. Also Facebook, Instagram, at ScoreOneSmoking. Take care of Chris today. He's going to take care of you.
Oh, absolutely.
Take it up. It is time for Bill's Thrills.
Nice.
On this fine Thursday morning. Let's do it right now.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
This is going to be a bonanza. Right.
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows in Lincoln. They'll help make you money. Call them, please, at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation today.
Also, they're running a special right now. They're going to throw in bonus money, a percentage off of what you bring in from your tax return. So you take your tax return money to them, They throw in bonus money on top of it. They invest it, and in the next year, you'll quadruple it. Just think about that.
Sounds pretty good to
so
me.
So if you have some money, if you have some money coming in on a tax refund, get over to them right now. Incredible, incredible people. And as a matter of fact, when I spoke at this event yesterday, do you know how I got hooked up with him?
Mm-mm.
Scott Moore.
You did not.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's who did it. He's doing everything.
Wait, the Scott Moore?
Yeah,
the from Dirk Scott and Ty.
Yes.
Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, that's who got a hold of me. Unbelievable. We're going to go back in time.
No, we're not.
Yeah, going to go back in time. Cool parenting tips. I wish Sip was here for this. I don't think it's going to probably resonate with you.
Well, we'll see.
Jake, the same. And we'll back in time on cool parenting tips. Better times. Teach your kids to have confidence in cafeteria cuisine.
Okay.
Teach your kids to have confidence in cafeteria cuisine. The appreciation of the school lunch program.
All right.
The school lunch program.
Okay.
The school lunch program, when I grew up, was the most incredible meal ever. There was nothing better than the school lunch. None of us brought our food. None of us left campus from 7th grade through 12th. We ate the school lunch. Mm. It was so good. Everything that they had, the cooks were incredible. We could go back for seconds. You knew by day two. Pizza day.
Yep.
Oh, fired up. Fired up. Oh, the food was so good. I can still see the cooks back there and talking to them. You'd come down the deal, you'd get in line. We had it was a 20-day punch thing. You'd punch, boom, boom, come through. That you punch to get your ticket to be able to go through. And if you didn't have your ticket ran out, they just kept punching on the same card.
Okay.
So they knew when you bought the new one, they'd take some off of that. But the food, and teach them the appreciation. Now people are going, I want to go to Scooters. I want to go to Starbucks. I want to take my own food in. No. The school lunch program needs to be respected. And we need to teach them at a young age how great it is. Sometimes they just opt out of like, I don't like that because someone else doesn't think it's cool. The food in the school lunch program is ridiculous. That's where I'd like to go eat like today. I'd like to go to East and eat.
Let's go to East.
Just go to East and eat at the school lunch. Their food. Do you remember it, Jake? Who were you? Were you a bring your lunch guy?
You're going to hate me.
Yeah, I knew this. I knew Sip would.
Let me explain.
Steve.
I was a picky child. Yeah. I really was. I'm less picky now. I think right now, if I was going to the school lunch, I would eat whatever was there. I really would. But I was a picky kid, so I let you down in terms of that. But let me ask you this, because maybe it's changed from when I was in school. Did they have the lunch listed like the full week?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so you knew what it was going to be all week.
The full week. And also, the best part about it, too, there was zero options. It wasn't like, well, There's no or. There's no entree. Do you want the chicken parmesan, or do you want no, you had one thing to choose from, and guess what it was? It was incredible. It was incredible. Also, and sometimes they have chocolate milk too.
Yep, yep.
You get your own milk out of the little cooler thing. They have to lock the cooler up when it was done. Oh, I'm telling you, their food was. That's where we ate all of our meals, all the way through. Nothing changed. I never took one time. Well, Bill, you want to take your food to lunch? No. You know why? We ate at the school. That's where we ate at. Teach people
to
eat. Teach your kids to eat at the school. Enjoy the school. Embrace the school food, and also embrace those awesome cooks. Embrace the people that are working behind it to see it. I know Sip had to be this guy. I'm pretty sure he was, but I don't know.
We'll ask him if he's back tomorrow.
If he's back tomorrow.
He felt that same way.
But I want this is a big push for me. I think it's a parenting
tip.
Respect the school lunch. Confidence in the cafeteria cuisine.
It was usually pretty good.
Yeah, it was. I'm telling you, our food was just, it was remarkable. It was absolutely remarkable.
I never walked away thinking, well, that was a crappy lunch today.
No,
it wasn't that
Then there
it
were,
was very good.
Just imagine you're trying to mass cook for all these kids. And I'm just telling you, it was across the board. We absolutely loved it.
Well, now like I said, there's...
Anything from the text line?
Yeah, there have to be ors now because all the dietary stuff happening now.
Yeah, back then, there was...
No one cared.
Where'd the gluten thing come from? Because I know this. There was not one...
Never heard this term in the 70s.
Hello, Mrs. T-Bolt. Make sure Duke's behind me. He's can't have gluten. Oh, we know. We got his food right here.
No.
There was no gluten.
The same thing.
There was no... Also didn't list the calories or the fat. And it was just, hey, eat the goulash. You'll love it. Eat the goulash. It's incredible. Just here to eat.
We have a lot of response today.
Yeah, anything?
Is
it better times?
Better times. Here, let's get to some response from the text line from Bill's Thrills. Scaper says, Bill is on point. Rectangle pizza day was the best.
The best. Rectangle pizza. Thank you. Oh, it's so good. I'd love to have a slice right now. I would.
Kyle says the same thing. Bill, I so agree. Pizza Day was the best. Pizza Square, as big as your tray.
It was. It was huge. It was just ginormous.
Dwayne says, my school lunch was the best. We had homemade bread at least twice a week. We had homemade cinnamon rolls a couple times a month.
Yeah, the cinnamon rolls were great. The cinnamon rolls were incredible.
Someone says, what about Shepherd's Pie Day, Bill?
Yeah, Shepherd's Pie was great. Yeah, absolutely. Everything they made was great. And again, there wasn't one time where you walked through the line and gave the, you know, looked at the great ladies who are helping us cook and gave them like the palms up, like, what's this? Should I go, no, I'm fine. I'm good with it. Whatever
you
got.
I'll take seconds, please.
Yeah, I'll take seconds if you have them. Yeah. And at Pender, when they got done eating, you'd be sitting there, it's kind of hanging out, and you kind of just give them the look up there, and they'd be like, yeah, come back, whip back up here. They'd plop another here. Want some more goulash? Boom, right here. I can still see the big silver spoon that that they would put on there with it. Oh yeah. And I was always like, oh, Mrs. Thompson, that seems like the best. Then I'd get a little extra.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
They'd look the down schmoozer, and, a little schmoozer. Yes. What else did the text line say?
You struck a chord with the chocolate milk. Someone says the chocolate milk in a box was off the charge. Chocolate milk Fridays from buffets on the text line.
Exactly. Giddy up.
Let's see. Ron says, I brought my lunch that mom made. I would say 50% of the kids ate the hot lunch meals. Well, you just didn't have it better then.
You weren't at Pender. I'll tell you that. I know that. Our group was all in. It was all in, 100%.
Hubert says, give me all the fiesta and Mexican pizzas you can give me.
Yes.
That was good. The Mexican pizza was good. Great take, Bill. Unmatched tater tots, says Doug in Northwest Lincoln.
Oh, yeah.
Tater tots. No, those were
awesome. You got tater tots a lot.
They were good.
The tater tot casserole.
Yep.
Also,
We had that.
The tater tot. That was a big one for me. That was a big one. Tater tot casserole was big for me.
Abe and Rosalie.
Oh, Rosalie.
Yeah.
Wow, that's great. Right by Pender.
Our cooks made homemade cinnamon rolls at Rosalie, and they would feed the football team after morning practice also.
That's what they were doing. And here's the best thing too, because Pender, you know, it's not a big school, but you could smell about 10:30. You could smell the food through the entire school. So the cafeteria was like off to the side. The cafeteria in Pender was right at the base of the school. And so when they're cooking and things were rolling, you're like, oh yeah, we got cinnamon rolls coming. I feel it.
You'll appreciate this text from downtown Scott. He says, my kids are going to kindergarten next year. My wife asked them if they're going to eat the school lunch or bring their own lunch. I was pissed. Like, what? Yeah. Eat the school lunch.
Thank you. What are you talking about? Take your own lunch. This is a time to parent. This is your time to step up. Be a parent.
They have.
Yeah. Enjoy it. You're fine. What are you going to have tomorrow? Whatever they have at school, that's what you're going to eat. Then you're fine.
Who in Columbus, Bill?
Bert!
He says, we used to have homemade runzas.
We had them also. Bert's correct.
I don't think we had those, Bert?
I forgot about those. We did have the homemade runzas also. Yes. They were so good.
I don't think that we had homemade runzas in Beatrice. I don't recall that.
Yeah, we had runzas. That happened.
Steven says, pizza, chicken, fried steak, cinnamon rolls, and chili. All great school lunches right there.
Yeah. And the best part was you rolled through probably about, what would you guess, Jake? I'm going to guess about 10 lunches. And then there's a rotation. It wasn't like, we had pizza. We won't have that for 6 weeks. No, we're going to have it next week, too. It's not going to be.
You're
going to like it again. And guess what we ate? We ate the pizza. Didn't say a word.
You wanted it tomorrow if you could.
Exactly.
Can we do it? If
they run it back and had pizza, it wouldn't be a word said.
Pizza again.
Also, remember, this is, I don't know if anybody ever had this happen to them, but they didn't go through all the pizza. They would put out some of the pizza from the day before.
Oh, is that right?
That happened in Pender a few times. And you'd be looking like, well, there's 8 pieces left up there. I'm ninth in line. I'm screwed. Then you have, hey, Lisa, you going to take the extra piece of pizza? No, thank you.
I'll
get that extra slice.
Matt Hopps says, a spaghetti day, white or red sauce?
Yes. Yep. Like that. Now, we didn't usually get the option.
Yeah,
we were red sauce only.
Yep.
But I'd like to have had that option. I'd like to have that. Those ladies worked, oh, bad, the work they were doing.
Someone says, Bill, what was your take when it came to tuna noodle casserole?
Didn't care for it. That's what I ate. Didn't care for it. That's what I ate.
I didn't like it, but dang it.
I'm not a tuna casserole guy, but that's what I ate. And tuna casserole came up in the rotation. He's spot on. He's spot on.
YouTube. I think Bolt has checked in on YouTube. He says, Pender had great lunch, but I may be biased on this.
Yeah. Marge Tebolt worked there.
That's right.
His mom worked there. Well, she was incredible. She was the lead cook.
Yeah.
She had like 4 jobs in town. She ran Pender.
She ran Pender.
Yeah. And Bolt's dad ran he was the postmaster. They ran Pender.
They ran the town.
They ran the entire town.
Bolt ran the town.
Thank you, Dave, for your parents. They ran the entire town. It was incredible. God, it was so good.
A couple more before I get to the game show. Chicken nuggets, mashed potatoes, white gravy, school lunch staple in Malcolm.
Yes. Well, a lot of mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
The mashed potatoes was what, three times a week probably?
Probably. I mean, so.
Mashed potatoes.
And
you
were happy with it three
happy
times.
With
I
it.
Ate them all.
Yeah.
I liked the mashed potatoes.
Yeah, it was incredible.
I was a Sterling Jet. We had chili and cinnamon rolls and cheese sandwiches with tomato soup. Those were the days for Mr. Cub.
Yeah, those were the days. Better times. Teach your kids. School lunch is what we're eating. Just send with that. What are you going to send in with them? Nothing. Have the school lunch. You'll be fine.
This one, last one here. This is great because he's got a point. This is from Jake in the text line. He says, Turkey Tetrazzini was the worst because the weird name. What the heck's Tetrazzini?
I remember it's kind of a noodle type of bacon. It was a casserole
of
some sort.
What's Tetrazzini?
And I agree. It was a weird name and he's spot on with that. But I'd like to, like I said, there was zero time. My mom did not make a lunch for me one time. Not one time. Bill, I think they're having Tetrazzini. Would you like me to pack you a lunch?
Nope.
You eat at the school. That's where you ate at. We ate there seventh and eighth grade, all the way through high school. Every meal. Senior in high school, what do you got, Marge? Looks great to me. Better times.
Tuna casserole?
Load me up. Is that what you really want? Nope.
Load it up.
Let's
Come
do
on,
it.
Marge.
Hope tomorrow's better, but we'll take the tuna today.
That is a wonderful edition of Bill's Thrills, Cool Parenting Tips. Eat the school lunch today. That's what it is.
What we got over here?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video. Find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, we got a call. Should we take a call?
We have
quick?
A call.
We got Durant.
Take the call. Yeah, can we take the call?
All right, we got Durant. Yeah,
Durant, you there?
Jake. First of all, congratulations. You'll be a great dad.
Thank you, Durant.
Long time listener, first time caller. Here,
nice.
I'm a teacher. Don't want to name the school, but Coach, I'm looking for some guidance. How do I tell this parent who comes to school every day with lunch for their son, and they sit out front of school, and they don't eat school lunch?
Well, first of all, just start with the camaraderie of it. I mean, our lunchtime was a social time.
Yeah.
You ate with your friends. You'd had a good time during that time. And also, that was the time to be together. And also, it respects the workers. the ones that have put the time in to make the lunch, and also just teach them about the only thing in life that sucks is regret, and you're going to regret not being part of the school lunch program. And so, like right now, there's a lot of people on these lines right now that are pretty happy that they bought into the school lunch, and that's where they were at. That'd be something to start with. Great question, though, Durant. What do you think on this? We got a plan?
I got a plan. I think we're gonna hit him up today. Hopefully, we change his mindset.
Is there any chance that maybe you can just take this section off of YouTube and play it for him?
Yeah, I think that's what we might. Maybe hit up first.
Maybe bring him in, bring his parents in, set him down in the principal's office. Say, we got something for you guys to listen to here real quick. God, Durant, you're a teacher. Thank you.
Thank you, Durant.
Thank you. The work that teachers put in, it's incredible. We appreciate you. Over the top. Thank you, Durant.
Yeah, that was good stuff from Durant. So
very good.
See, it was so good you got a phone call at this point.
Yeah, it's nice to get a call.
Bill's
really
Thrills.
Was.
Thanks to Dirk Scott and Ty, as always, from Mid Plains Advisors for sponsoring Bill's Thrills. Today's cool parenting tips: eat the school lunch and be happy with it.
And be happy.
Tuna
with
casserole,
it.
Tetrazzini, yeah,
whatever
eat it,
it is.
It's fine.
The way they sliced the pizza was rectangular.
Yep.
It wasn't. It was a big piece of pizza.
I really hope that hasn't changed. Like, I hope that's still the thing that's happening here in 2024. Because it happened for me all through grade school, high school, middle school, everything. God. I can't change the rectangle pizza. That's a staple of school lunch.
Imagine that. Somebody should open that up. What kind of pizza are you going to get? You want to get Domino's? You want to get Val's? I know you can order the school pizza. There should be a place that just all of a sudden Norris delivers pizza. Just the school pizza. It'd be awesome.
Escaper says, lunch interventions by Bill. I love it.
Get the kid in. I grabbed the kid off the front step. Get in here. Listen to this.
You got to watch this video from today.
Watch this. Do
listen to this man.
Listen.
It's life advice here.
Is that Scaper?
No, Scaper.
Nice. Thanks, Scaper. Appreciate that. The intervention team.
Let's play the game show. Sip's out today, so it's Bill. Yeah. Just you.
Just me.
Shut up, Sipple. Good luck, Bill's we call when Bill's here by himself. Today is a throwback Thursday. How about first overall picks in the NFL draft?
Don't feel good about it at all.
Well, we'll see how this goes, Bill.
I have to just name it. You're going to give me the team?
I'll give you the team they went to, the college and position this person was, and the year. You tell me what player that was.
First pick in the draft?
Yes. Number one overall picks.
Ooh, okay. I don't feel great about it. I wasn't as draft heavy as what you were.
Draft manual?
I enjoy it.
All right, we'll see how this goes. 464-5685. Good luck, Bill. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the dick down, Bill, in trivia. Sip out today, hopefully back tomorrow. Again, a lot of these players, Bill has probably coached against or coached for. But you probably will know these names. Just do you know if they were drafted first overall? That's the question here today. We got Mike. Mike, how do you feel about first overall picks in the NFL draft? Are you there, Mike?
I wasn't listening. I don't know. I guess I'd go for it.
All right, let's go. You called in, so you got to be, yeah.
Mano y mano here.
Mike, did you eat the school lunch during your days in school?
Yeah, it was always nice when it was Parents' Day. Your class got to vote on what lunch you had that day.
Oh, wow. I don't remember that. That's very cool. You know what else didn't get talked about when we were talking about the school lunch? We didn't talk about that just if somebody didn't want some or trading your food.
You would trade food often.
Trade me my cookie for your mashed potatoes. I'll do that. I'll trade that. And you just lean over the table and you just whop it over. You would just lean over the table and just bring it on over.
Better times.
Okay, let's do this.
All right, Mike, first question goes to you. What Central Michigan tackle did the Chiefs take number one overall in 2013?
Central Michigan. One overall.
This is for Mike.
Chiefs.
Chiefs. What player?
I don't know. I have no guess.
No guess. I'll give you the horns. That's fine.
Yeah, I'm passing.
That would be Eric Fisher is his name. Eric Fisher.
We could have played for another couple hours. Never would have got that one.
Right.
So, yeah, okay, here we go. I'm up.
Over to you, Bill. 0-0 tie, first question. What Michigan left tackle did the Dolphins take first overall in 2008?
Well, that's a sad one because I can see him. That one is like, I'm not blind to this one. Was it Long?
How about Brilliant. Jake Long? Jake Long is correct. A 1-0 lead for Bill. Back to you, Mike, to tie it up. Last question. What Kentucky quarterback did the Browns take first overall in 1999?
Oh, man. Once again, I can see him as well. I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't have to guess on that either.
Okay. No guess. All right. It's fine. Bold strategy.
Bold strategy. Don't even throw anything out at all whatsoever. Couch.
Tim Couch.
Brilliant.
And that's a victory for Bill.
Thanks for calling in,
Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
And thanks for eating school lunch, by the way.
Thank you. Yes.
You're either one or
two. Yes.
Hey, at least he ate school lunch. He's not a, you know, and he gets a bagel and a coffee still today, too. So he's a winner.
Yes. There was... Duke chimed in.
He did.
Yes, Duke texted in about this, and Duke says, as you can see, he goes, I'm dipping my bun in my beef over mashed potatoes in my head right now.
I can see you two swapping stuff all the time, training, like every day.
Oh, yeah. And then so our version of you was Chris Buchholz. Very picky.
Was he?
Oh, so we'd always be like going, you gonna eat your bun? You're only eating certain things, but he ate the meal. Guess what? Really picky. You know what he ate? School lunch. That's
still
where he ate at.
Still did it.
How about the plates?
Yeah.
The sectioned off plates.
Yeah. There's all four or five sections. Yeah. There's a milkshake with the circle on it for the milk.
Then you had the spot to put like where the apple crisp went in, or cherry crisp, or some sort of, oh, God, the school lunch.
Can people tell us, are the trays still similar right now? School lunch, are the trays still like we're talking about with the sectioned off rectangles here?
That's a good question because I don't know I tell you what I'd love to have had that we didn't even think about? I would love to, like, when I left high school, to have a school lunch tray to take with me. Just, like, forever. Just have it, like, screwed up, you know, like against the wall in my garage. Like, this was it. This is my happy place right here.
Durant has chimed back in. Mm-hmm. He says, yes, the photos, the trays are still like they used to be.
Are they?
Thank goodness for that. Yeah. Thank goodness for that.
Remember, that was incredible.
Better times. Better times. When
you took your tray back, maybe you had to dump your food in a little dump area like that. Dump it in like that.
The thud. The big thud every day. Yeah.
Better times.
Hey, that's a win today for the game show without Sip here. So way to go, Bill. Spillover is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Awesome.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.